Word out this week, Gabe, that Joe Reagan, the leader of GLI, may be moving on to St. Louis.
Yeah, and Philip, you feel free to chime in on this one as well. Joe Reagan, he's been head of GLI for a number of years. For what, since merger,
since
right?
Since 2005. Mm-hmm.
Since 2005, okay. So he had led GLI for these last 6 years, and he is being lobbied for this top spot in St. Louis. This has been an interesting thing. There were reports that he was a finalist for this job, I guess a month and a half ago even, that it surfaced, and there was a denial at that point. He said he wasn't really considering it, wasn't so interested. Now he's saying it was a combination of him being sought out for this job and also him applying for this job, and it is something that he's open to.
Go ahead.
And for as far as GLI is concerned, I mean, it has the dual role of not only being the city's, you know, chief economic development organization, but also the one that was to expand, attract and bring businesses. People will probably note that since the mayoral campaign, GLI has been under scrutiny, particularly since reports have come out about what has been called our lost decade here in the city of Louisville, and since that we, between 2000 and 2010, we essentially didn't move anywhere as far as job creation. We remained pretty much stagnant, and that started actually before the national recession. So I think you'll see a lot of attention around this issue of, is Reagan leaving GLI? Who would be his replacement? But also, even if he ends up staying here, the questions around what will the city do as far as GLI is concerned, the city's Chamber of Commerce, and will it put any more benchmarks or goals on it? The fact that it gets $1 million from the city budget anyway does mean that it's somewhat under the city's purview. What I think is also interesting is the fact that many people have begun to point out that during this economic recession that has hit Louisville pretty hard, that Mr. Reagan has never taken, at least not to my knowledge, a pay cut. And even though he receives a pretty hefty salary, I'm not really sure exactly what it is. It's right around over like $350,000, I believe. But there's more and more scrutiny of GLI. But at the same time, credit has been given to the organization for the recent announcement with the Ford Motor Company. So there you see some, in some ways, some successes. At the same time, a lot of criticism still added.
And among some of that scrutiny, the Metro Council in its last budget process had decided to withhold half their money, even until further review could be done. Margaret Handmaker, Mayor Fisher had appointed Margaret Handmaker to do a review of the city's economic development, a sweeping review. That's due sometime before she leaves to go work on BEAM, the Louisville-Lexington partnership that's been talked about. And another interesting void that might be left if Joe Reagan leaves is his role on the Bridges Authority to build these two new bridges and rework Spaghetti Junction. Anyone who's gone to one of these Bridges Authority meetings has likely seen this sort of pre-meeting press conference that happens with some of the members of the authority speaking about the project, speaking about what they want to do. And in several of those, at least that I've covered, Joe Reagan has come out and been a big cheerleader on the project, talking about economic development, one of the more forward faces on this project to be promoting it. So if he's leaving, that would leave an interesting gap in the support for the Ohio River Bridges project and require a new appointment from the mayor to the authority.